We've got a report now about the sport of cricket. Now, don't panic. All you need to know is that every couple of years, the national cricket teams of England and Australia play a series of matches against each other. That series is known as the Ashes. Here's the world's Alex Gallifant.
The Ashes are sacred to cricket lovers. The name comes from a satirical obituary written after Australia first won a match against England in England back in 1882. English cricket had died, it said, the body cremated and the ashes taken to Australia. But all of that was news to 22-year-old Ashley Carriquez, a nanny from Westfield, Massachusetts. See, she has a nickname, The Ashes, and it's also the handle on her Twitter account.
It was right after Thanksgiving our time, and it was the middle of the night, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and I started getting some buzzes to my phone. I had the notifications on because I would only get messages from friends.
This was about 5 weeks ago, as the first Ashes match in Australia was beginning. Ashley likes her sleep, as we all do, and so she posted something to the effect of, "Sorry, I think you have the wrong Ashes. Please go away."
Because if you look at my profile, it's obvious that I have nothing to do with cricket. So, you know, I'm talking about knitting and taking care of children, and if they had just looked, they would have seen that that wasn't the case, that I had nothing to do with cricket.
But the cricketing tweets kept coming.
So the next morning, I wrote, "Leave me alone," because at that point, I'd probably gotten, you know, 20 or 30, which is kind of a lot if you only have 300 followers, asking what the score was, getting kind of angry with me was what the problem was. So I was like, if you're going to get angry with me, I'm going to get angry back.
So Ashley tried to avoid looking at the messages. Meanwhile, she was becoming something of a Twitter celebrity.
So I got on and I'm like, what is this? What is going on? This is the craziest thing ever.
Her 300 followers had become 3,000, then 13,000. A campaign of hashtags was launched. Get the ashes to the ashes. Teach the ashes. And soon, only weeks after telling Twitter, "I'm not a freaking cricket match," Ashley Carriquez was on her way to Sydney, Australia, courtesy of some corporate sponsors. In the last few days, she's been wined and dined, even meeting Australia's Prime Minister. Carriquez says she'll be hanging on to The Ashes as her Twitter name. The next series takes place in England. For The World, I'm Alex Gallifant.